K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Welcome back to another Pop-Tarts edition episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Here in Manhattan, Kansas, recording before the Oklahoma State game as they're taking on Texas A&M in their respective bowl game, December 27th, 2023. We are fastly winding down 2023, and tomorrow, second to last K-State athletic event of 2023, as the Kansas State Wildcats, number 25 ranked in the country, will be taking on the 18th ranked NC State Wolfpack from the ACC Conference. And earlier, if you should have found the Purple Project Pod feed, a look at NC State, so you have not already checked it out, please do that as well. So I'm going to get on into it. We're going to recap K-State season real quick, and then we'll give you a couple keys to the game for K-State, and then, yeah, prediction time here in the podcast. Yes, K-State, of course. How did we get here? How did we get here? Well, high expectations early on, right? High expectations for K-State entering this game, and yes, a lot has changed. Yes, a lot has. Let me first off saying a lot has changed. Yes, from the football and yours truly as well. So a lot has changed from then to now, as we are a couple days away from closing the book on 2023. But K-State, they had high expectations, and we all thought, man, this team has opportunity to get back to Arlington. Obviously, that did not happen. As we're sitting here, this will be up tomorrow ahead of the bowl game, so be on the lookout for that as well, as I'm recording this on Wednesday evening. But K-State had high expectations to get there, and let's be honest, did not meet those expectations, and that's how we landed here at a, 8-4 record here, and had an opportunity at least to compete, get 10 wins. That didn't happen. So obviously, last time we were on the field, the defense really screwed up against Iowa State, giving all those big plays, which was the difference of the game. That was the difference of the game, and can they right the ship? It's going to be really interesting tomorrow afternoon to see pretty much a new look of K-State going into next year as well. So Chris Klieman, they're going to have their hands full. Obviously, no Colin Klein. That's Connor Riley's spot now in the OC. Well, interim, at least for right now anyways. A lot of people are saying that he's going to be the OC going into the fall. We'll just have to see about that. That is too fast right now for me to even think about. Too many things to think about future-wise for me right now. There's just too much going on outside of this podcast and on the podcast as well. And you still have Joe Klineman, your DC, your defense coordinator there as well. So, yeah, lots of change there. Transfer portal, yep. Will Howard, more surprises. Let me rephrase by saying, look, about Will Howard, that threw me off for a loop. I get the Howard, Johnson, whatever you want to call that. There, Avery Johnson is the future of K-State. No question about that. But, yeah, Will Howard going to USC, that was surprising. That was surprising right there as well. I already noted several others in the NC State episode. Jason Ward hit the transfer portal. RJ Garcia, yeah. Yeah, some of those in the starting lineup, the skill positions, that has changed for sure. A Jace Brown has emerged from the pack there. We're going to see probably more Trey Spivey tomorrow, or when you listen to this today, this afternoon. So much going on right now for K-State football. It's going to be an interesting thing to see. They're going to have a hands full against a third place finishing ACC opponent in NC State. So this is going to be fascinating, but hey, this is what you want. This is what we wanted, right, K-State Nation? Opportunity to have Avery Johnson full controls, full keys to the car, if you will, here, there as well. Yeah, K-State finished tied for fourth in the Big 12 behind Iowa State in between West Virginia, who stuck in there at an 8-4 record as well. Crazy, right? Crazy. And, of course, the two teams, of course, we were afraid of this. Where I was, at least, anyways. I think Alex was as well, going all the way back to the beginning of the fall semester. Texas-Oklahoma. Well, it actually wasn't exactly that, but Texas-Oklahoma State. It was Texas-OU. OU's on its way out. Texas is on its way out. Of course, Texas still representing the Big 12 and representing us in the college football playoff on January 1st against Washington. But yeah, so you look at K-State. And let me see if I can scroll on to my... Yeah, you go all the way back to the beginning of the year, right? Southeast Missouri State, you handle business, right? Back all the way back on September 2nd, right? And then Troy, you handle business there. I was at all these home games, and then you run in to Missouri, who ends up having their good season this year there. There's too many state mistakes on the road and a lot of what-ifs there as well. Maybe some mismanagement by the coaching staff on the road. You drop that game at the buzzer by Mevis, whatever you want to call it. Mevis, the thicker the kicker, whatever it is they're calling now there on that. I mean, that's what I'm calling it now. Hey, that I'm not making that up. But anyway, you lose that game, and you come home to a interesting game against UCF. UCF's first Big 12 game as a member of the conference. It was interesting in the first half, and then you laid a smack down on them in the second half, all the way back to September 23rd, right? And then this one. What the hell happened in Stillwater? They're sleepwalking down there. You lose that game down there. You don't play well. And I was at homecoming, so I wasn't paying attention to this game, but I heard a lot of grumblings around me about that particular game. K-State, this was the Avery Johnson outcoming party right here. All over Texas Tech, 38-21, right? Back on October 14th, you handle them. And at this point, Chris Klieman saying, hey, I'm going to do two quarterbacks, right? So he didn't know what he was doing. But let's play two quarterbacks and see what's going on. Will Howard was all right. And Avery Johnson was a hot man that night. And then Chris Klieman said, screw it. We're going to go with Avery for the rest of the game. And Avery Johnson, Treshawn Ward show down in Lubbock, Texas down there. So you win that one. And then you manhandle TCU all over them. Blow them out at home. And then before that, Houston, you drop them as well. You give them the goose. You give them the business. You drop them back on October 28th. And then the heartbreaker that really broke the camel's back here, I believe, is Texas. You fall behind early, and then Will Howard wills the team back, no pun intended, back into the game and almost winning this game. But again, a few bounces, coaching staff making the wrong decisions. But again, if you don't fall behind, maybe in that first half, maybe that's a different game. I don't know. I have no clue. But it could be different, maybe. But I think this K-State team probably played Texas the best, or close to the best anyways. But you lose that game there. Will Howard makes a better decision on one of the in overtime there. We could be singing a whole different tune in this game, and then you go home. K-State, look, all 2023, K-State, for the probable exception of Iowa State, which I'm going to get to in a second, is they were untouchable at home at Bill Snyder Family Stadium this year. You handled Baylor easily, 59-25. That was November 11th. That was over a month ago now, and then you had to escape on the road. This was kind of a theme this year. You don't play well on the road, but you are dominant at home, except for Iowa State. But there, here, this was a nail biter here. The Sunflower Showdown there. You needed a couple plays late against a determined KU team at home in a sellout crowd. At their place, you get them with a late score late in that game there to escape there, which matters. And then the Iowa State fallout. And if it doesn't snow, I agree with 95% of K-State Nation. K-State handles Iowa State. There's no question about it. You know, they've been untouchable at home, and then the snow comes down and all that. I got in barely from KC, just in the nick of time before all that snow hit. So all that snow continued in the game. The offense played well, and at 35 points, that's enough to win this game, right? But it's college, so you don't know what's going to happen, but majority of the time, 35 points will win you a football game if the defense shows up to play. In defense, case of defense, decided not to tackle in this game. And there you go. And then all the fallout happened. Guys hitting the transport immediately following the game as well. Klieman not happy. Performance there. And this is where we end up. You had an opportunity to finish the season at home. Didn't do it. Or not finish the season at home. Finish the season undefeated at home. Couldn't do it. And then also had an opportunity to still play for 10 wins. That didn't happen. That went out the window as well. And that's how he landed in Orlando, finally, at the Pop-Tarts. First time ever sponsoring a bowl game. Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando, Florida. That's where we are right now. As the 8-4 Cats take on a 9-3. And you have a chance to deny the Wolfpack their 10th win of the year. So this is all going to be interesting. And this offense, somebody tweeted out earlier today that Casey's out there keep offense players. Yes, for one. And I believe, yep, safety. Yep, Kobe Salvage at the transfer portal. And a couple others, I believe, at the transfer portal too there as well. So that's how we ended up in this spot. Eddie Greer, this is the Pro Project Podcast. Pop-Tarts preview officially now as we are closing in on this bowl game here between NC State and K-State. Two top 25 teams going at it here later on this afternoon. I'm recording this on Wednesday night, but when you listen to this, this will pop up tomorrow morning ahead of that game as well here. Of course, Alex Hayden, my co-host, he will be back for the postcast, our final postcast of football for 2023. So we have full reaction of this game. And maybe look forward to winter and spring ball probably as well. But we will have plenty of time for that. But we'll have a full focus reaction of whatever happens unfolds in this Pop-Tarts Bowl here for K-State in the game. So that's where we ended up there. All right, so K-State, you're tied for fourth. And you have an opportunity now to at least get another 9-win season. What do they have to do to get it? Well, for one, again, Connor Riley taking over as intern for this bowl game here. Avery Johnson, I'm interested to see how he's going to call the plays. Yes, you don't want Johnson as the Colin Klein prototype. Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly with all the rest of the K-State family of podcast out there, too. You got to utilize the skill set. Run the ball, mix it up, and let him throw it out a little bit, man. This is let loose, man. That's what Colin Klein did with Skylar Thompson a couple years ago at the Texas Bowl against LSU. Woo! They put it on. We put it on LSU for sure. LSU came in there kind of hooting, hollering a little bit, but K-State shut them up, right? All right, so what Connor has to do, let it loose. Let Avery Johnson loose in this game. That means mix them up, run it, do a little read option a little bit, you know what I'm talking about, and then let him show off that arm. He's going to play on national television. This is opportunity here, and we're gonna take a timeout right here on the podcast. See if I can find. Yeah, I gotta take this phone call real quick. We'll be right back here on the Purple Project Podcast. What's up, K-State Nation? We're back. Sorry, I had to take a phone call. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, recording on Wednesday night, December 27, 2023. We are just fastly approaching the new year 2024, but we still have unfinished business sports-wise for K-State. We have the Pop-Tarts Bowl coming up here tomorrow afternoon. We are listening to this. It will be this afternoon, late on Thursday, December 28th. Okay, so yes, so we're going back to finish up my keys here for K-State in this game. Yep, one for sure. How he's going to use Avery Johnson. I'll let the cat out of the bag. There's no holding back. I don't want to see that. I want to see the full too complex of Avery Johnson, right? So this is your future right here. Don't use him as, don't let Avery Johnson run the ball like 25, 30 times. No, I don't want to see that. You got to have NC State defensively off balance a little bit. So we'll see. And this is Colin Riley, I believe, his first game ever calling plays. So originally he's the offensive line coach. He still has those duties there as well. So I want to see that. And obviously, the receivers, number two for Kansas State. We're going to see a whole different case. I mean, yeah, Chase Brown's going to be there. I don't have the depth chart up here right now for K-State, but yet at least, James Jackson, part of that first team as well. And we're going to see Garrett Oakley. We're going to see Will Swanson. Will Swanson's used mortally as a blocking tight end there, but we're going to see more of the talented Garrett Oakland. We're going to see a lot of young guys. I'm excited to see these young guys play. So what are you going to do, right? Oh, yeah, Keegan Johnson. Yes, this is Keegan. This is perfect. Keegan Johnson, yes, who been kind of struggling. If I'll be blunt, he's been struggling. And yes, he's coming off injury, but same thing. A lot of high expectations for Keegan Johnson coming into this offense and didn't meet him, really. But he's gotten more involved in this offense here late in the year. Can you get him going? So that's the key there. You know, Jace Brown, the emergence of Jace Brown, really offsetting some of these older receivers as well. But you still got Jane Jackson, reliable Jane Jackson right there. To me, again, I've said it over and over on this podcast this fall. He's been one of the more consistent wide receivers when they get him the ball. So give it to his playmakers. Let them make plays. I want to see it. And for the last time, which leads to my last point, or actually second to last point, because I have one on defense, this offensive line has played a lot of snaps together. This is going to be the last time we're going to be seeing Cooper Beebe, KT Leviston. I know I'm leaving out somebody, Hayden Gillum, something like that. Yeah, his last game, and a Christian Duffy who came back for his final season using that COVID year. So definitely, I want to see them. Can they win the line of scrimmage? And they too have been, like I said, a lot of high expectations around as a whole unit, as a team, offensive, defensively this year, right? But also offensive line struggled this year. There's no question about it. They had their good games. I get it. I understand it. But to me, yeah, they've underachieved as well. And that might be saying, oh, Eddie, you know, that's a little harsh, but hey, I'm calling it what it is. I always call it what it is on this podcast. You've been listening to me since the very beginning of this podcast, or you've been in and out, or you've been following us since the fall semester, even though we've had some issues on this podcast. But yeah, I want to see them have their best game. You save your best for last, right? You've heard that saying, right? So I want to see them blow the NC State. Now, again, I haven't seen much NC State football for the exception of the Louisville game. That's all I've seen of them. I've seen highlights here and there throughout the year, but I'll be honest. I haven't seen much football from NC State. Not football, but I haven't seen much NC State play football. So, but what I do know, K-State better blow them the doors off from the line of scrimmage. That's going to save, what, a DJ Giddens, right? DJ Giddens going to eat in this game. He's going to get most of the carries, right? So, and I know there's another young guy. I don't have the deep depth chart in front of me, so I apologize. But I know Joe Jackson, the third string, coming in this game. We might see a little bit more of him in this particular matchup. So the plate's on the table for K-State, right? They have to want it in this game. And I want to see how they come out, because last time they were on the field, they got outworked by Iowa State. There's just no question about that. It was embarrassing. Left to be desired, was if I might will here. So definitely the offense, it's going to be mixed bag. We'll see, but I want to see Connor Riley. Everyone's going to be seeing what he's going to do tomorrow afternoon. That's kind of the main storyline for the offense. And if I got one defensive key, yeah, I play a better effort. And I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that, because that right there with Iowa State, I mean, away from Bill Snyder Family Stadium, this team plays differently. As a unit, I don't know why. I mean, they've won a couple of games on the road this year. That really, Texas Tech game, and I'm trying to think of another one, because I think if I were to go back to that damn schedule, this is the Bro Project Podcast, All Things K-State, Pop-Tarts Bowl Preview Edition. Eddie Greer, we're getting ready to play NC State here tomorrow night. Let's see here. We'll go back here. Two wins on the road. Yeah, they've been a mixed bag on the road. So two wins here, one loss. Already got that. Two losses. Already got that. Let's see here. Three losses. And yeah, three losses on the road. Yeah, three losses on the road. Of course, that one was the final one against Iowa State. So yeah. Yeah, I want to see better effort. This is your last game with some of your senior brothers, right? I want to see the effort. I want to see y'all running the football, tackle somebody. You've had a couple weeks to get ready, so I don't want to hear the excuse of, we don't want to play. You mean, you go to these bowl games are an opportunity for you for a springboard. You hear that old saying? I mean, we don't hear that no more because of the trigger portal, but You want to springboard yourself to 2024 and give K-State Nation a lot of hope. A lot of hope and a lot of confidence going in here. Look, football is the big dog here in town. We know this, right? So play with better effort. You got guys coming back from the defensive side. Brennan Mott, Austin Moore coming back for another year using their COVID season as well. And we're going to see a lot of young guys on this side. I think we've seen a lot of young guys this year throughout the 23 year for K-State football. I want to see better effort. Tackle, and like I said, in the NC State preview there, Brennan Armstrong, dual threat quarterback, get him to the ground, contain Concepcion, contain him, contain that running game, and make NC State work for it. And I think in this game, you're going to need one or two turnovers to turn the game around. I'm going to make that prediction. That's one prediction. I'm going to stick with it. Stick with it here. I think K-State can get a couple turnovers in this football game. I think it's going to be a difference in this game. And then K-State will have to capitalize on those. Now, I'm not talking about field goals. I'm not talking about Chris Tennant going on air and kicking 50-yard field goals. And sometimes he's unreliable. But I'll just call it what it is. But again, I want to see them cause turnovers somehow. Turnover NC State and get the ball back to Avery Johnson. And they can capitalize big time with touchdowns, not field goals. Because field goals, obviously, as we all know, not going to win the game unless, both offenses, don't show up to Orlando, which I'm pretty sure, we're going to get the best version of NC State. I know they don't have their best linebacker in Wilson. I put him as quarterback on the podcast, on the previous pod. But, yeah, absolutely. You have to come out with the energy. That's kind of, I've been saying that. I said it in the NC State pod. I'm going to say it again here. That's the key. What are you going to do? Can you bounce back? Can this team bounce back and win this Pop-Tarts Bowl? That's what I'm talking about here in this game. It's going to be interesting, so we'll see what happens there. And that's going to lead to my prediction, final football prediction here on the pod before we wrap it, before obviously the game, and then I'll have Alex on for the postcast of the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I gotta rock with K-State, baby. You know what it is. Alum, Wildcat 919 alum. Y'all know what time it is. I gotta rock with them. I gotta rock with my guys here in this game. I think with the newfound, Avery likes to win. He's come from a winning background from Mays High School. He knows how to win. He don't like to lose. Nobody likes to lose. Let's just face it, we'll call what it is. But this dude don't like to lose. And now you have the keys to the car. This is actually his first start at K-State. We look at it because when you think back to Southeast Missouri State, he came in there and scored. He came in the fourth quarter for his first collegiate drive as a QB, college QB, scored. He got minutes. I wouldn't say minutes. He got minutes in USC. Did he play UCF? No, he did not. He did not play against UCF. He plays here and there, but the upcoming party was Texas Tech, where he really shined. And then Chris Kleiman gave him the keys to the car in the second half, and he just rolled over everybody in that down Lubbock down there. So first collegiate start for Avery Johnson. I think he's going to rock with it. I really do here, and I think they're going to knock off, upset NC State in this game. It's going to be a good game here. Top 25 matchup. I think it's going to be one of the best, better matchups of bowl season. I mean, I might be saying a little biased here, but it don't matter. But I got K-State in this game. Man, I know they don't have, but really, all year long, you had young guys step up to the plate, a.k.a. Jace Brown. I think Avery Johnson's going to step up to the plate. And look, you're on national television, ESPN, right? You have a chance to really show the nation what you're made of here. Oh, man. Under 30. I'm going to pin in that 30. How about that? K-State wins it 30-20. How about that? We're going to leave it right there. Nice and even here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. So I got K-State winning this thing. They'll get 9 wins, and we're going to go into that offseason feeling good. Feeling good about the future of K-State football. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can get it again wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available daily. Yes, I said daily. Whatever we post. As well, as we say, we got back in the flow. Everything's all right. I'm back in it as well. I'll deal with everything else as we get as we approach the end of the year and get into 2024 as well. But Yes, the podcast back to its normalcy here. Everyday content here on the show at least 5 days a week. Yeah, as well, whenever you get your podcast, we're free and available in a big part of the K-State family, a podcast there, Power Cat Podcast, Three Maw, Bosco Boys, Alleyville, Alley Cats. I know I'm leaving maybe one or two more out there as well, but that's primarily what I catch up on, including you throw in the Pearl Project Podcast. If you're not subscribed, what are you waiting for? The final football, collegiate football game for K-State here in 2023. It should be a good one down there. Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando, Florida. The stage is officially set here. And now we got to wait on the game, baby. Game is 4:45 on ESPN. Could be maybe a little bit later because a game that usually goes over, but expect it to be 4:45, 5:45 if y'all are listening to this in Orlando. Rep that purple. We'll see what happens down there. Hopefully we can come out of there with that upset dub later on tonight. But for right now, it's going to wrap things up for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. Go Cats, my friend, my co-host Alex Aiden. You'll hear him on the next edition for the postcast. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. Go Cats. K-State, 25th in the nation, taking on NC State. Coming up in the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando, Florida.